It is Future Leaders Day here on 104.9 MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson in the MyFM newsroom. Very special guest in the studio there right now, Austin Ingram. You'll probably hear his name lots over the next few years, and you've also heard his name here lots on MyFM before as the local runner. So, Austin, thank you so much for coming in today.
No, it's always fun to be in.
So my first question for you is, right out of the gate, you're a local runner. You've kind of made it to the big top, I guess you could say. What are some of the challenges that you, you faced along the way and to get to where you were?
Went pretty smoothly until COVID became a bit of an issue. I think the biggest problem for me with COVID was facilities. There was a period of time between, I'd say, fall of 2020 and March of 2021, where I didn't actually have a facility to train. So before then, everything honestly went pretty smoothly. I made jokes in interviews last year about the fact that it was about time something went wrong for me. So it went pretty well until then, but that was definitely, I'd say, the trickiest bit about training around here for sure.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about your running career. Walk us through your steps to, and also talk about the highest point that you've reached in your career.
Well, to the immense smugness of those involved, the only reason I took up track and field in the first place was a dare collectively posed by a number of people, and I don't even think they were in my actual class that year. It was just in grade 8. We played a lot of soccer. We played a lot of – it was our favorite thing to do anytime we were out at recess, anytime after schools. If it was in the summer, that's what we would always go and do, and I always played left mid, center mid, and everybody for years always was talking about, oh, you need to do track, you need to do track. And I'd always just kind of shrugged them off because it doesn't, to me, it's like, I mean, everybody around here knows this kind of area, right? It's one thing to be the fastest kid in a class of 20 people in a school of 300. It doesn't really mean anything. But then they finally convinced me to do it in grade 8. And a couple of county records later, we were off to the races. And then within a little over 3 years, I was running at the World Championships and then Paralympic Games 2 years later in 2021.
Oh, the Paralympic Games. That was really exciting to watch everybody here from home. I know for sure here at the station, we were really excited to watch you go along there. We are talking to Austin Ingram here today on MyFM's Future Leaders Day. Austin, what are some of your big influencers that you've had in your life to get to where you are?
I think the easy one is always parents, right? It's the one you default to at all times. I've always said that I've always kind of prided myself on my work ethic, and I think a lot of that comes from both my parents, but especially my mother. She's worked, well, allegedly 40 hours a week, more like 45 to 50 for as long as I can remember. So, and is always, anytime I see her at home, she's working on a laptop or doing something extra for that. So I think that was a pretty big influence on me. And then I think a lot of my ideologies have modeled after my father, but I try to take from as many places as possible because it's easy to just model yourself after those around you. But, you know, we talked about track already, and I've done my best to study different athletes, not only within track and field, but within the realm of sport in general, especially with psychology and all of that. So I think the people around you are obviously your most direct influences, but I always try to tell people that broadening their horizons are never exactly a bad thing.
What are some of the challenges that you find that a lot of young people are facing these days?
Too many influences, ironically enough, after the last question.
I can understand that.
I think, and especially I'm not, like, social media has done great for me. I'm not at all anti-social media, anti-technology, anything like that. But teenagers in particular are easily influenced. It's not an opinion. It shouldn't come as a revelation. It's just a basic psychological fact. And then you throw all the social media stuff in on top, right? You throw in, they're seeing all these people with these quote-unquote perfect lives, and now you have just another realm of communication for maybe the bad peer pressure to take another form. So I think the biggest problem is that with the number of external influences, I think they focus more on the people around them than they do themselves. And I don't think that's something that's been helped by the evolution of society in the past 10 to 20 years. So focus on yourself. Focus on what you need to do. Block out the noise. Keep going.
It is Future Leaders Day here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson, being joined with Austin Ingram. Austin, obviously you've already accomplished a lot so far in such a young age. Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years?
Anytime I've answered this question for the next year or two, I've been wildly incorrect. So I try not to is the actual answer to a certain extent. I'm in a bit of a transitional period right now. I fell into some things in COVID. I'm looking to pursue writing professionally, hoping to become a novelist in the next couple of years. So I think in the next 5 to 10 years, I'll probably have transitioned into another field that I stumbled into accidentally, because that seems to be the thing I just do. And yeah, hopefully I'm successful then. I would like to own a decent amount of property in 5 to 10 years, and really just in 5 to 10 years, I guess that I hope, you know, I'm 20, the early 20s is when you're sort of figuring everything out. I guess in 5 to 10 years, my goal would really just to be stable, happy, and to have sort of figured life out a little bit. I won't get too much more specific than that, because life has an odd way of throwing curveballs at me that I'm not expecting.
No, that's well put, well put. You know, kind of continuing along with your running career, you know, can we expect to see you in the Paralympics again?
I'm sort of phasing out of it a little bit. We'll see. I don't ever say never, right? It's a really, especially where it is, I'm 20. I'm definitely gearing more towards writing at this stage. It's something that is financially a lot more successful for me, if I'm being completely honest. And, you know, it doesn't require me destroying my body, which is pretty nice. But, I mean, I'm never not going to be in shape. I'm always going to stay in shape. I'm always going to run, whether I train twice a day, 6 times a week, and try to maintain elite shape. That's an entirely different conversation altogether. But I imagine if the urge came back in a couple of years, it wouldn't take me too long to get back into it. And I'll probably still race the national championships this year, so we'll see. I try not to rule anything out.
It has been Future Leaders Day here on MyFM. I'm Kyle Robinson. Again, our guest this hour is Austin Ingram, a local runner, made it to the Paralympics. A lot of local talent here, and you know, he has a lot of people in his corner. So, Austin, thank you so much for coming in today and spending time with us.
No, thank you so much for having me. I'm interested to see who else you bring on here.